been here. Meeting shut itself off, so hopefully we're okay. But
Okay, we're over
I don't know. I put it for 4 hours every time, but
now.
so there may be a technical.
Seems strange before.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, so I thought there was going. Oh. Overhang transfer, Pierce Electric. I thought we were going to get another one or something.
We talked about having a guy come in and help us with it, but they didn't want to do it because they're waiting to see what happened with the trash and everything. And now it's too late. He won't do it anyway. So
So I don't
I'm
know.
sure.
I talked to him the other day. That's why I said we had to make a decision last time. We're just too busy. So, because, I mean, we're October. Everybody's planning their work. They got 3 weeks left before snow flies.
Yeah,
So.
he's pointing at his husband's driveway like you.
And it's just like everybody, you know, I mean. We get lucky that some people will just say, okay, they'll fit us in, but some people at the end of the day said, yeah, just because we're the town of Westmore, don't mean they have to drop everything for the town. I hate saying that, but it's just kind of true. So I asked him when we were going to put it off, and he said, never mind, I'm too busy. So, because he's got to plan his work. You know, he can't wait
Yeah,
2 weeks for us to
if a
say whether
job
yes or
comes
no,
up
or
and he's not gonna not take it.
So you have Pierce that had. I'm not sure.
That was
I don't wanna this. Pass it to Davis. Yeah, I'm not sure. Are they two different ones?
that was crazy.
It was crazy.
So I think it's something you have to decide throughout budget season whether you're gonna do it or not. Just put a cap on it, and if you can get someone to bid on it, you can. If you can't, don't do it. You just don't do
Hold
it.
on, so we got one bid. We need a couple more. Who wanted, Bill?
Well,
A couple more bids or what?
you have to start low.
But I don't think.
They thought that was too expensive, right? Yeah.
Yeah,
Good morning. That.
but that's another case of
What?
we've got to get our act together, and if we're going to put out bids, we can't get one guy and open his thing and say that's too high. We've got to put it out again, and you know we got to put it out to four or five people and say, okay, open the bids, and whoever's lowest gets it. It's just,
Or put it in the paper or something.
yeah, you know, we're not
Yeah,
doing it
stuff
right
like
by
that.
opening envelopes and
What's that all about?
yeah, I've seen it. That's
I don't know what that is that was in
oh,
there.
is that the same one on the?
The other one is the paper, and I didn't open that envelope. I get I
I
didn't.
think we need a plan, and a longer plan than last minute plan, because
Yeah.
you don't have the time last
Just
minute. You
the
take
beach
who's
show.
available, unfortunately, which is
Right.
how it
You
is.
can't ask for it to get done last minute.
Yeah,
Right,
see, yeah, you just
exactly.
can't. 7,500, and that was
14,000.
nine, yeah, 9,000 plus.
This is framing budget.
So
Yeah,
that
so if
one's
we put it
beach
into a,
bar in your right
if we
hand.
put it
Yeah,
into
the
like a
one you had
budget,
these
say,
together,
okay,
you got
we're next,
14,000
we're gonna put the
for
bids out starting in
the thing I
April, and we're gonna
could
put them out
overhang
until
for an
June, give
overhang
a
that
2 month
yeah,
right.
period, I could do
and
for
then it'll help
$1,800
to come
I
in.
don't believe
Well,
that.
it gives us a much better handle
That
on
was
what
your
we've been
denier.
spending
Well,
if
that's
it's
the problem.
already
Yeah, I don't know
been
about
budgeted for, and
the
if it's
problem when
going
you
to
get
be something that goes,
or just
another
pay the woman
$1,000
as
or
this table.
$1,500.
Yeah.
Oh,
Okay.
People at the end just throw numbers out. If
yeah.
they get it, they get it. If they don't, they don't
Yeah.
Yeah.
care. It's just filling work.
Yeah, we gotta get have a better plan going forward.
You're right.
Okay, now we're down to the treasurer.
Oh, on the can I add just one thing? I don't know if you guys talked about it. I think I mentioned it to you the other day, since we were talking about the transfer station, about the tires. Remember, I mentioned it to you the other day about asking if instead of bringing them to waste management, if Ken Ross was interested in taking them, and seeing how much he would do it. I guess he does the town of Westfield. Westfield actually makes money on it, and he comes and he loads them all up, puts them in the truck, and drives off.
Westfield is a member of the Waste Management District.
Yeah, but what they
Okay.
do is
So it's okay with them that we have, hired out rather than have them pick it up, right?
the guy from Westfield stopped in the garage the other day and asked how the transfer station or the pickup and was going.
Right.
And he's the one that mentioned that they send their tires to Ken Ross just because it's easier to get rid of them, and he comes and picks them up, and they're left
I
here.
still haven't cleared up why I've been told the Waste Manager charges $33 an 18-inch tire, and yet you guys go down and they weigh the tires and then say, how much do they charge?
I can't
at the transfer station to.
Everything's by.
You remember how much they charge?
It's by the pound. I can't.
By the pound, right? I'm confused. I don't know.
Well,
you know,
waste management charges us by the pound, so the guy's just been weighing them. Because if you charge $2.50,
in the last waste management district meeting, they said they charged $3 for an 18-inch tire.
Yeah, bring that up with them.
I don't know. And then I come back here and they say, oh no, we're weighing them.
Down. I can show you the weight slips.
Is the weighing recent?
It's been a while because they've been full and haven't this. That's why another reason is they can't ever take tires. So if we just said, hey, when we get a load from whenever,
yeah,
we call Ken Ross, Ken picks them up. We don't deal with.
And we actually get revenue out of it.
We get revenue.
But,
Could you let me find out from waste management first before we go?
Well, I can tell you how they do it because we take them down there. So I know exactly how they
no,
do it.
No, I mean, this question about are you getting money for through weight or through the individual tires themselves?
Us?
No, you guys, waste management. Waste management.
They charge us by the pound. They can tell you all day long that they charge us by the tire. No, they don't. It's by the pound.
They charge by the tire.
It's by the pound.
Okay.
For the last 5 years.
Let me find out. Okay.
And maybe they have a, like, I don't know how they do it, but they charge the town of Westmore by the pound.
So you're talking about somebody who, for Westfield, who
yes.
services their tire situation yes. by taking them themselves to where?
So they call Ken Ross, and Ken Ross comes and picks them up. Ken charges them so much for a 16, so much for an 18,
yeah,
and so much for,
you know,
yeah.
Right, $3 for an 18, so much for a 16, or whatever.
Their 18s and 16s are like $7.50 a tire.
They don't weigh them. He doesn't weigh them.
No, they do them by the tire.
Yeah, what's this deal down at the transfer station? We're weighing these things and then collecting money for it.
Because just to simplify it. It's,
so like, if you charge $2.50 a tire,
twice,
and we got to take it down there.
What?
If you charge town of Westmore used to charge $2.50 a tire, it's costing you $5, $10 a tire to get rid of it. So they've been charging by the weight, which brings it up per tire to like $6 or $7 a tire.
At the transfer station.
At the transfer station. But that
Westfield, you told me the guy's picking up and he charges by
the tire,
rim. 18-inch rim, $3.
I don't know what the price is,
but right.
They're making money. So they charge $1 or $2 over what Ken Ross picks it up. So if you went 300 tires for the year, you could make $200, $300, $400, $500, whatever you put the tire marked at. I'm just saying. Do you want me to look into it?
To do that, so.
No.
No, but they're making, Westfield's doing it.
We're not doing,
they're
supposed
not
to do that.
That's
not right.
So, okay, I won't look into it.
But
I just
not
want
supposed
to, know.
To charge more than,
you're not supposed to be a profit.
No.
It's a profit.
But then
you're clear and simple.
You also have a cost of your people.
Yeah, your labor.
And I think that's what they're doing.
That's what they're doing. Covering their costs of all that. It's not making, you know.
You're not making big money on it. You're just covering your
the cost.
Yeah, they're running as a break even
operation. Yeah, that's what
we're
working on.
Let me find out, okay?
Yeah.
What,
yeah, I was just starting to.
I think whatever a waste management district says about handling the tires, we should do rather than, you know, I don't know, try and do what somebody else is doing or what.
I think waste management, I mean, I think it's a good idea. You talk to them, but I think they're going to be saying, if you can get rid of them somewhere else, go for it. Because they don't.
We'll see. We'll see.
I don't think they make money off them.
Newark had another ton of big issues with any KWMD meeting their pickup schedules, too. So they're struggling not just with us, they're struggling with a bunch of towns.
Yeah.
About tires or about what? Pickup?
Picking up.
In general.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
there's another
town
that put in their annual report. Said they were having ongoing problems with anything.
Okay, well, let's try and figure out what to do about the tires, though. You know, whether or not we should still continue to weigh them and charge for them, or go with waste management picking them up, and you know, we pay $3 a tire.
We don't pay $3. We weigh them for waste management.
Pardon?
We weigh them for waste management.
Yeah, and then what happens to them?
So we go down. We weigh them down in Lindenville. We bring them. We bring them. Dump them. Drive back to Lindenville. Weigh again empty, drive back to waste management and drop the slip off.
Yeah, that's the other. We have
so you can't. There's a lot of labor in paying.
No.
That's what we do. I've been doing it for 5 years, 6 years. That's what we do.
It's costing.
As far as, you know, I'm not at the end of the doing servicing the transfer station, but I go to the meetings, right? I attend the meetings. I have to.
One thing,
and they set toll that those meetings that there's charged, you know,
you come down
they charge $3 for an 18 inch
tomorrow, and we'll come here and we'll pull slips.
You know what?
I'll pull slips, and you can see the weight slips.
No, it's okay.
So I'm just telling you that's what they do. Well, I'm not lying.
I don't understand why we're charging, and then they're also asking us to pay $3 a tire, and we're weighing them and asking people to pay.
Well, we're charging people by the pound,
and then they're charging us by the pound.
They're charging us, so we're just breaking even, kind of.
But we're truffling it down there, too, right?
Yeah. Right. But then you talk about how many times go back and forth versus go back down there and they weigh them and then you what?
So we go load up at this down in the transfer station. You drive from the transfer station down to McDonald's. You know McDonald's is in Lindenville.
Yeah.
You go to the next place over, you weigh in, you drive back with the tires to waste management, you dump them, you drive back over to the tire place to weigh in, and then back to waste management to give them the slip.
Where do you dump them when you say you come
waste
back?
Waste management.
Here?
No, waste management.
You know what I'm hearing?
They won't let you weigh it on ours.
They finally started to, but for the past 4 years, they
don't. I've seen weighs them here.
Well, we should weigh the whole truckload on our scale.
We do now.
And you guys should have a weight of what our truck weighs empty.
We do now.
But have someone pick them up at the transfer station.
Yeah, he has a loader on his. It's like
a lot of truck. We have zero. They do it.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Right, messed up.
It'd be less, a lot less cost.
Yeah, we need to move on.
Just throw that what they did to me.
Yeah,
I'm gonna go to sleep on you.
Yeah,
I just say no right away. I know they weigh them.
We'll try and get something straightened out.
Okay, where are we in right now? Treasure, yeah, okay. Do you want to do this right away for what?
Right away on the sand pile.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's that all? Let's get that one done with. Then that way I'll set
that. Who was that? That was you.
So. Andrew had contacted me, and I talked to you a little bit about the right-of-way up there. We met, Dan, me, and Peter. We looked at the sand pile over there. We put a ditch to divert the water to keep the water from washing the sand toward his property. And then Andrew went up and...
Yeah, there's some pictures if you want.
This weekend with his excavator and put a... Berm, yeah, about a 2 foot cut and berm.
This is the sand
right across the road.
The sand pile.
One that grows sand.
The sand pile.
And it's on his land.
Yeah, but it's the town right away going up through there.
Town.
It basically would create a giant puddle right in front of the sand pile. Water would not drain anywhere.
So this guy collects all that water from the top of the hill and drives a big puddle right there. And it's going to be hard to get over.
Right here.
Yeah. Well, which way? It's like this speed bump, but which way is it? Is it heading towards his barn or heading towards
He's actually going to take all the water now from the top of the hill down to his barn.
That's what it looks like.
Where just above the stone. If you want to put a ditch or a water berm.
Is this another Andrew complaint? Right there, sort of noting what but Andrew did. Andrew did something to the road.
And then just left the file there. You're making a swimming pool.
Yeah, and you're done hauling sand for this year anyway. You're not using this road that you know of this year.
There could be an emergency where we have to bring it up, and a lot of times we'll bring all the chunks up all through the winter and use it all winter. I want to re-gravel it in the next couple of days, and then if he ruins it again, because he can't stop us from going up there, then he'd have to pay to do it, have it done. Because he can't block our...
Does someone have a right-of-way to the sand pile?
The town. It's a town's right-of-way, and he's blocking
it. But who's... I don't understand who's what the problem is.
It's his land, but we have a right of way. Andrew,
okay.
That right of way came through the state,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
The state's the one that ended up with the right of way, and the town took all the water from the state.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's 25 foot right of way up to there.
Yeah.
And what's in
the name? That's paperwork on it. I've seen the survey map and everything.
Is there a conflict with it maybe on Andrew's property as well? What?
I don't know.
I mean, what?
I don't know why he did.
Guys were talking about whether it turns out to be a puddle or something.
That thing doesn't really make sense for any practical reason.
Right.
It's just turning the water towards
his place. Houston Hill complained that we're getting more water going to his place. So if we could put just regravel it, shed the water like it should, it won't go all the way down to the bottom of the hill.
Yeah, I mean, his complaint was the sand washing down out of that road into the town road, right?
But that's what I mean. If we take the Long Pond gravel, it's free. We don't put it anywhere. We put that on it, and then we can put like a shim coat or something nice on the top, and then it should shed over his berms that he has. That's what we should do. But he can't block the right to the town to that right away like he has. I mean, if we use it all winter, now we've got ditches and everything else up there. How are we supposed to bring all our material up in the winter? And again, it just
makes probably fill in with ice. Yeah. It's so it starts freezing up, it'll fill in, but that's
Well, what about if you went ahead and graveled it? What would happen?
It would shed the water off, so
right. All the way down. But I mean, as far as would that take care of his complaint or his?
I think you're going to take care of his complaint, to be honest. But
you don't.
No.
So he does not want anybody on that right away, so-called right away, right? Is that it?
I don't know.
And he's not happy about a few things, but
about everything.
Really?
Oh, I can name five.
I don't know. You want me to go try to talk to him?
Somebody first would go talk to him. Yeah. Right.
Because we still use it, the road, not all the time, but we still use it.
Does he leave early in the morning? Do you know his things up?
I think he's usually around in the evening most of the time. Either at the store or at his place.
So that sand pile used to be, when I first got here, it was all the way to the further road and all the way in his road. Like, you pretty much had to push it off to get up the road. And we've gone 10 feet back towards the each side. So that sand pile is shrank since I've been here at least 15, 20 feet in.
Yeah, it's gone higher, but...
No, it was always that high when I first got here. Clayton used to put all of it in there. But it was, like I said, it was massive. It was huge. And we kept bringing it back in, trying to shrink it back from their property line.
It still looks huge to me.
But
yeah. Well, I'll try. As long as I don't have a meeting tomorrow night.
Tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow morning, but when's the ramp meeting? That's Wednesday,
ramp.
Isn't it? You know, ramp.
Oh, I've got a ramp meeting tomorrow. I think so.
I think it's Wednesday the 8th, though.
Wednesday or Tuesday? Well, I don't know. I've got to go to that too.
I have it on my calendar.
I put it down too, but I can't remember now what it is.
Be careful.
Now,
what?
How many select board members can be together?
Well, as long as there's only two of us, we're fine.
But other issues here.
We don't have to warn for two.
Okay, we're all done with that.
Yep.
Okay,
let's move on.
So first thing is there was a taxpayer who paid their tax bill twice. They're traveling for the next 2 months. They asked if we could do something other than a check. So it'd have to be a wire. I talked to the bank. We can wire funds back. Which is what they're requesting because they're traveling, they're out of the country for 2 months.
It was a large amount.
And it was a large amount.
Small amounts, we usually wait till the end of the year.
Usually we wait till the end of the year after we get all the tax bills in. This was a large amount.
Mm-hmm.
So Elaine and I can request a wire from the bank. They will do an exception for us and they will waive the wire fee and we can wire the funds back to the party.
Who's responsible for the double payment?
They did. It was it's an estate. The estate was to pay the bill. The 93-year-old mom who's in an assisted care facility wrote a check as well.
Oh, okay.
Our system, until we cash out, would still show that it's due.
Okay.
Yeah, actually, we caught it.
Got it.
We caught it.
You did?
It's after weeks went by. So their request, I met with the trustee, it's the son. He requested that.
And just be really careful because The only time we lost money at work was when a company had us wire Cargill. They had us wire money, and somebody intercepted their wiring information, sent us the wrong wiring information, which you didn't know. It's just a bank with an account number. We sent them the money, and it went into somebody else's account, and there was no getting it back.
Yeah, so I've met with this fellow face to face, and I've got his email, he's got mine, so I'm pretty comfortable with this.
But it could be, like I'm saying, the email, your email account could be hacked, yours could be, they can swap it before you get the wiring information. If we could talk to them on the phone and say, give me your, I would trust that more than doing it in an email between them, because that's how we got screwed. It was someone had hacked our email at work. And
so what about doing a wire transfer with voice verification?
Yeah, I'm just saying, be careful. I'm not that smart on that type of
what's
stuff.
The bank we're dealing with,
I don't know. John's taking care of it.
I think we caught it. I've talked to him, the correspondent. I got the email from him, and I confirmed it verbally with him. So yeah,
you're probably.
So I think I'm okay on this, and I know
he wasn't in Puerto Rico.
No, he wasn't. I don't know where he's going. No, he left 2 days ago. He left on the 3 days. He left on the 2nd, and so we talked before that.
But if you discuss this possibility, you know, of you know, being really careful, no fraud with the bank who's doing the transfer, that should work. I mean, say to them, you know.
The bank should.
I thought that too, but then the bank said,
they left you handling it?
First day they said, we think something's wrong. And the second day they said, too late, the money's gone.
Yeah, I think it started with us catching it. It wasn't them calling and saying, I paid twice.
Yeah.
So I think we caught it. We reached out to them. I feel pretty good about this one. I think this one's okay. Because I was thinking all the same stuff, too. I've met with him.
Did Callie catch it, or did you? I didn't catch it.
Just
make sure on that. I don't.
It was, I'm trying to think. Oh, Callie was saying when she applied something, it had a negative balance.
Okay.
And so then I said, well, let's look at it. When we pulled it, it looked funny because it was two very different check numbers. It wasn't sequential. And so we found out it was, so then we got copies of the checks from the bank, and it was drawn on two different accounts. And that's when I reached, and one said from the estate of, and the other was the woman's name.
So who are you going to wire the money to?
To the woman. Directly to her account, because the trust should have paid it. So he wanted the funds to go back to his mom's account.
Yep.
And we have checked from her account. So I will do this. I will verify that that bank is the same as what he gave, because it should have the code on the bottom.
Yeah.
So I'll do that. I didn't think of that, but I'll do that, the routing code on it and the bank name. So we can do that.
Okay. Yep.
Do you need a motion?
Motion, yeah, just that. We'll have two signatures on the wire request, Elaine and mine. So there's a wit. I'm not wiring something to my account.
Right.
Okay, so I'll make a motion to authorize to credit the recent duplicate tax bill payment. Or can you give them the money back?
Duplicate.
No. The only thing here, and I don't care about knowing the name of the people, but then somewhere along the line, it has to be
the name of the person.
I think you want to. I don't want to come out here and all.
Right. Right.
No.
So I can show it to Elaine.
Yeah. Make sure that. Yeah. Well,
isn't it all public anyway?
Those are public.
Yeah.
Other than there's no income credit.
I'm just thinking of you're making a motion here, seeing we're putting it in the minutes, that's all. And we're not putting no names on it.
Right.
that somewhere along the line, somewhere has to be the track of.
Do you want the amount?
The
Maybe
name,
the name. Without the
or can we
name.
put like their personal ID?
I don't know how to do it. Why don't you guys find that out and you figure that one out?
All right. The amount.
Yeah. Just run it by I just run it by
So
Jim.
that's going to be in the minutes, the amount.
Yeah, and he wants it to be tracked to home, like a bill. You're paying a bill or
Well, yeah, I
something.
mean it's
But
like if you got auditors are gonna come in and take a look at this.
And it's a
Yeah.
large
It's
amount.
a large
I would say
amount.
it's a big amount.
Yeah, and who did this go to or what? It's like
Wow.
Yeah, right. That's why, when you said both your names are going to be on it, I thought, oh, Payson Holly will
So
like that one.
you can just figure that one out tomorrow when you do
Okay.
your you can either call Jim up or get a hold of somebody that's in that area and ask questions about. I'm only thinking of the except the auditor will.
Yeah.
And I have been told this way back that they look at numbers when they look at the books. Say they
Yeah.
if we set wages, they look at that to see
Yeah.
and yeah.
Well, we can make a copy of the check. We'll get when you credit this in Nimric, you will get a paper or something,
I'll
right?
get it. Yes. Well, I got the paper already from
So
Nimric.
then we'll make copies of that. We'll get
That
copies of the checks from the bank,
the original checks,
attach all that.
attach all that, and then I got the correspondence I can attach.
Yeah.
And I'll just initial, you can sign.
Well, the bank said they were gonna the two signatories would sign.
You're not
Yeah,
getting my address.
you do have to
No, I
sign.
just, I'm thinking more of the auditor later on.
Yeah,
Yeah,
we can have a paper trail. That's what you're worried
exactly.
about.
You'll have paper
Yeah.
trails.
Yeah,
Okay.
and he didn't want the checkbook. His mom's 96 years old and didn't want it going to her because he said it would just sit there. So,
I thought we were going to send the check to her. Oh, well.
So
okay.
you made a motion. Did anybody second that? I'll second it.
Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Party. Aye.
And I can at least put the figure or something. We'll figure it out, Isaiah, from
Yep,
there on
yeah.
out.
Yeah, I'll
Okay.
send it to
Good.
you and then you
Let's
can
figure out
do
what's the best way to keep a
it.
paper.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, we're glad we started that already, so
Yeah.
we'll tie a bow on that. Yeah.
Okay, we gotta go on
All
here.
right. Better roads. This is just
Yeah.
a signature. That is the request reimbursement
Yep.
for reimbursement, the
Yep.
19,200. Just need a signature on that.
Right. I think you
That
have
was
to
with
flip the
the
page.
that was for the Route 16 culverts.
Okay.
Yeah, it's, I think you have to flip the page, David.
I'll make a motion for David to sign the Better Road.
Yep. Second.
There's grant one. Sign
Sign
I
the
guess
Better
that's the
Roads
one
Grant
that
Program for
yes.
what? 2026?
Well, I'll talk about this.
Is that
You guys
2026?
get a chance.
We'll go off this way and then this way.
Sorry.
There's a like 8 foot long deck in one of the culvert
Oh, okay.
under there.
Yeah,
You
we'll kind
gotta
of go there.
get that out of there.
Okay. Nate's going to look at that too. CCARD's not going to charge you guys anything to look at, like the wind walls and if anything's cracked.
I
So,
thought I went and looked at it the other
yeah.
day, went down
Let
in.
me turn it over.
I thought the teeth of it
Please.
looked really good.
Yeah, so.
Okay.
Do is this for
Don't.
2026? This
Okay.
Better Roads Grant
Another
Program.
signature needed.
19,000.
Now that's for this year.
Another
It's
signature
this
was
year?
the
Huh?
MERP amendment.
Sorry, it's this year.
Yeah, that one's this
Good.
year's.
We'll get both of
We
these.
should be.
Yeah, we got one on the Better Road. But we haven't
Better Roads was
voted.
it was 25,
Yep.
not 26.
Yep.
Yep.
Okay. Ben, that it?
No,
Yep.
all right, this is something else. This is
That was our we requested the change in scope for the two units here for heating, the one in the town garage. Changed how we did the insulation in the ceiling for the garage, and there was something else, but BGS accepted all of it, so we just have to sign the amendment.
this is a change order.
Change order, yep.
You have to motion.
I'll
Okay.
make a motion. We sign the change order.
There's scope number two, I guess. Second.
Oh, it's all done.
I saw you.
Well, it's getting down to that.
I know, we're all tired.
Where do you want this?
Right here.
Okay, so now the next one is request a new computer for switch from Windows 10 to Windows 11.
Yep. Microsoft is making Windows 11 mandatory for all computers late this year. And there's a little test you can go on and test your current PC to see if it'll be compliant with Windows 11. My computer failed. That this processor isn't currently supported for Windows 11. It also said the processor in your PC will be a main determining factor for running Windows 11. So my 12-year-old computer here isn't going to run.
Josh, is that your personal computer?
No, town computer.
Okay, and you know, it's auto every year I get, or every 6 months or something, you're getting an update to, you know, number
right.
24, 25. I mean, that.
Okay.
This particular update
is what?
For all of us who have avoided upgrading, Microsoft is forcing.
I thought they were automatic, these upgrades.
No, that's
but,
a.
Can't.
What?
That's an update, but this is actually
this is
changing.
This is more. Oh, it is a whole
new
oh.
operating
Windows, a new operating system.
Yeah.
Okay. Right,
yeah.
New operating system. Oh, yeah. Wow.
Josh is coming out on the 23rd. He's the IT guy, and he's going to look at.
Yeah.
Our computers, we might be right behind
yeah.
him if he can't, but I think he said he thinks he can do it all. He's also going to come out and do the booster thing on the 23rd. But,
yeah.
but
so would he be one that we would talk to about getting a computer?
Yeah. Is he
he sells them, but I mean, his prices are probably a little higher than Amazon.
Right.
Well, we did buy the laptops from
no,
him.
No, I'm just joking.
Oh.
I've been there and used them.
He tries to fix it.
Well,
yeah.
You know, I got the same problem. I still got my same computer.
Yeah.
And it's probably 15 years old.
Do you have Windows, Microsoft?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
He's gonna he'll look at the hard drive. It's just we'll see how much it costs.
Took the hard drive right out.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did that on us last
the
time.
Processor.
Yeah.
But
yeah, but.
So,
is that what you're looking at that will happen with this one, John?
Well, I'm open to suggestion, but I don't want to get to the point where I come in, I turn that on, and it just...
No, you don't need that.
So I'm open to suggestion, but I want to start moving now because it's... They put a date out.
What's the date?
It was 2025.
Black paper.
Yeah, right.
Josh is familiar with it because he has other appointments with other people.
Yeah,
I knew that.
Microsoft is really pushing it.
Yeah.
Time.
Yeah,
I think it is a 2025 date.
Oh,
yeah. So, I think 400 is reasonable if that's what you're asking for. I don't think he has one at 400.
Well,
just to let you know,
I think Mary got something for refurbed, which would be
yeah. I kind of like dealing with him because I want somebody to call. I have
yeah.
too
Absolutely.
Much in my head.
Yeah,
right.
If you have a
so,
question
right.
or a problem,
right?
So,
like I said, he won't sell it unless. You need it.
Yeah. And he gave us some of this equipment early on.
Yeah.
He went up there. He's a good,
yeah.
good guy. Honest.
Well, it's up to you guys. You figure out.
Well,
out.
John's asking. I'll wait. I'm going to have Josh come. So.
Okay.
Yeah, well,
yeah.
I can wait. If he comes up soon, I'll
23rd.
The 23rd.
So it's in the afternoon on a Thursday.
I can wait.
Because he's going to do the booster.
Say when the Microsoft said this is the deadline.
He didn't say I have to get there sooner. Josh, you know, he
yeah.
seemed okay with.
He's a busy person.
Yeah, gosh, yes. Well,
a one man kind of.
I
he
know.
Does a lot.
He's so nice. And if he can't do it, he'll tell you right up.
Mm-hmm.
Can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
October 14th. Note 10 dropped dead or end of support. Date is October 14th, 2025.
Oh, my.
Oh,
after this date,
okay.
Microsoft will no longer provide security updates, technical support, or feature updates for Windows 10.
Oh.
When is he
that's
coming?
Not stopping it then. He's coming the 23rd, and he seemed to think that was okay.
It says...
Well, he knows about this anyway.
Stop
okay. Okay. That thing.
Yeah.
Silent.
That's what you want.
Great.
Yeah.
Leave it up to him. Yeah.
I'm comfortable with him coming,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
Well, it's up to John.
But if John wants to get a new
one, something.
Yeah.
I just need something basic.
Yeah.
But, yeah, let's see what he said, Josh says.
And maybe I'll try to call him tomorrow, but I think he would have said, Elaine, we're in trouble. You know, I think he would have said, I better get up there sooner. And he did. He said,
Yeah, why don't you check on that?
yeah.
Okay, I mean, then all right, go from there.
Okay.
And if we need it, but I don't have any. Do you have any problem with getting a? I don't need a. Whatever you do,
No, I mean,
call
if he has to, I mean,
it.
I don't want to lose that one.
Yeah, you're not talking
Everything,
about it.
all
Three
this, all
thousand.
the software, hardware in this
Okay.
Basic thing.
municipal government is Microsoft, right? It's all
I'm
Microsoft.
pretty sure.
Okay.
Yeah. All mine is
Okay.
anyway.
So that's why
Yeah.
we will make
Okay.
that
Okay.
motion, whatever. Okay, so
Whatever.
the next one is
Budget
discussion,
process.
huh?
Yep.
What's that?
Budget process. Budget time.
Yeah, I know
Yeah,
that.
he's on to it.
So just want to get some dates lined up. It'll be the same, very similar process to last year. Start with the revenue and the wage increase for the year, the wages, and then move to the Fund 11, the general fund and the highway budget, and then hit the reserve, I call reserve fund, admitted funds, and then end with what grants we're going to pursue to fill in some of the gaps on the funding. So I have that. I've been working with Isaiah and Dan and looking at the committed funds, highway infrastructure, et cetera, just mapped out over the next 10 years, the timing of things. So I'd like to share that with you guys too. I think it will help on that part of the budget. So these guys have tagged some things that they think might come along and how much estimates. So try to get that piece moving a little faster this year. It'll be very similar to last year, the process.
Did last year you do every other Monday night or something? Is that?
Yeah, I think there'll be three working sessions, and the fourth will be we pull it together and see if it feels good.
Well, do you want to go ahead and just send some dates and then, as you did last year, email us?
Okay, like
Is that
maybe
okay with you
Monday.
guys?
It, what nights would be good? So I focus on nights that.
Do we have to have nights?
I
Four days.
was on hers.
Huh?
Huh? I was on with you.
No,
Do we
don't
have
have to.
no?
A Tuesday morning would
Yeah,
work for
yeah.
me because Callie's here, but
Tuesday mornings.
same mornings, yeah.
Okay.
If we can shoot around 30, if
Yeah,
we shoot for 10, then I've
not
got
nights.
Tuesdays at
Yeah.
10.
Tuesdays, is it?
Yeah. Would that work
On
for you, David?
Tuesdays, that's okay.
I guess I'll try to make it.
Yep.
I still,
Yep.
I've got a lot of, well, you're not gonna like me, but anyways, this garbage thing isn't over
No,
yet. Okay. Yeah.
Why are you going in the garbage business?
No. I can tell you right now, you can laugh what you want, but boy, I'll tell you right now, there's some bees out there, and I'm more interested.
Well, that's okay. We expected it. And,
We'll
yeah.
get you some paper.
No, ain't that. It's people that I'd least expect. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I go to the stores and. Ooh. Okay, so I'm getting feedback, so I just want to let you know. So when you go to your budget, you might want to put something in there for picking up garbage.
Well, I've got a proposal.
What you
Okay.
mean? People are already saying we're
I
gonna.
don't know. There's not some ha there's some ha unhappy people. Let's
It's
put it that way.
$12 a bag. I did math. It's $12 a bag,
To
and
cover.
it'll run at break even.
Yeah. If with
If
us picking
now,
up.
with us picking up.
Yeah.
So
Well,
that's.
I don't know. I mean, everybody's just saying,
It ain't that
let's
much.
see how it settles down. Maybe people are immediately they're up in arms, but
Yeah. I
yeah,
think give
well,
it some
I didn't
time.
make the meeting, so I.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't that bad.
No, it
Maybe
wasn't.
we get called a few names, but
I guess,
So see how it plays out,
yeah, no, I
you
think it's
know.
still fresh.
Yeah.
It's still very fresh.
Oh,
Yeah.
yeah. That's why I wanted to just bring it up lightly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's,
It's real fresh because tomorrow's the first day.
right.
Tomorrow
But
is what? Oh,
tomorrow's
yeah,
the
tomorrow.
first day of
The
not picking
transfer
up.
station was really quiet. Really quiet.
Well, what I'm hearing is that if you're going to do this, then where are you cutting?
Oh, in the budget.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can you
trucks,
do away with
truck,
trucking, huh?
buying trucks.
Buying trucks? No.
You know, whatever the highway budget is, sorry.
I got anything.
But all you want. I can
About,
75
I'm taking up time here.
Yeah.
By the way, these are
I think that was
almost in, you know, intelligible, but they belong to
Did
that.
you want them? The 6 month CD.
Oh yeah.
They're gonna get wind. Fire starter.
Last year we did four CDs. We did
So I'm gonna call
the one for the
said it was
education,
okay.
the big tax bill, and then the
People
whole
forgot.
general fund. We did one from the reserve fund. We did the perpetual care and then the rainy day. The rainy day and the perpetual care were for a year, and they're going to turn over in November. So I wanted to see if everybody's comfortable just roll those into another 1 year. The rate's a little better. I'd like to start the paperwork for the CD. I don't have the amount yet because we'll see, have to see how much we get in taxes. So that we could afford to put into a
The
CD.
rates are a little better.
Rates are, no, I think they're a little down from a year ago.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I thought you just said that the rates were a little better.
He
Yeah.
did.
Oh, they
The old
were
one.
a little
They
better.
were a little better.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think they'll be as high.
Yeah.
And then there's a lot we got to talk about trucks and other roads and stuff. I'm not comfortable saying how much of the reserve fund we put in a CD because we may be needing, depending on the timing of things.
Right.
So I think we have to decide that a little later. But I'd like to get the paperwork started for renewing the perpetual care and the rainy day CD for another year and getting the paperwork and holding it until we know what the amount is. I just ask the bank to get that paperwork started.
Are you still going to deal with Community National?
Yeah.
Right. I think Pesumpsic has better deals, but
They didn't a year ago.
yeah,
I tried
okay.
them, and CMB's been good. They waive fees. They've been really
Yeah,
good
I
to us.
know we're established with them, right?
Yeah,
Yeah.
but we're I can call and I get a call right back. So they
Yep.
value our business.
Yeah.
So I'd stay with them.
Okay.
Is that it, John?
Yeah.
So what's this on the town treasurer, town clerk and treasurer grant management policies?
Do I need a motion to start discussions with the bank or?
Yeah, you can. Yeah, we'll make a motion on that,
Okay.
somebody.
I'll make a motion to start the 6 month CD discussion with the bank.
Okay.
And then and renew, should I renew the perpetual care and the rainy
Yeah,
day?
we're not
Rainy
Yeah,
day.
we're not spending those. Yeah. Okay.
Second.
Second.
All those in favor?
Oh, you
Aye.
haven't.
Aye.
Right.
Aye.
Okay, so town clerk and treasurer grant management policies and required record keeping.
So this came up because of that, I guess, the Ben and Jerry's grant that the town was not aware that they applied and the check came to the town. So somewhere the town's name was put on that grant. So it's wonderful, but I think we need policies that say it. First of all, some of these grants the town might not have capacity to report on or to do all the field work on. So the town should really know the grants that are being put in the town's name.
It's a good call. People
It's a
start to
good,
apply for grants now, but they don't come in and tell us they're doing it. And this one, like Elaine said, the check showed up and it was
like
yeah.
who wrote the who signed for the town? That's so somebody kind of did,
So,
which he did.
I can't say because I don't have the paperwork. So it's a good thing, but I think we just need to establish that every grant with the new groups, it's wonderful, but it has to come before the town, like we always, Dan comes before
she
the town.
apologized tonight, by the way.
I think she realized
That's right,
maybe.
she did, yeah.
Yeah, but I think we need policies in
The
place. The other
policy,
thing
what, stating that any grants that are applied by people in the town or any that was
in the
received
town's
and should
name.
go through the select board?
If it's in the town's name.
Okay,
If
if
they're
it's in the town's name.
well, and we want it, there's a lot of
That could be the
instances where
town
we want it
forest
to have to be
stuff.
in our name. Some of the grants they can't get unless it goes
Some
to
of
the
the
town.
town forest stuff that they're
She
working on.
did. She brought that grant to
She
us
did
that
right
didn't go
here.
through, but Linda brought that grant. The
Okay.
other thing is, I have, as town clerk, keeper of the records, I have record requirement
Yeah.
I don't have that paper here. That's a public document.
Right.
Anybody should be able to walk in and see it.
Yep.
So if we have policies that all the steps go through the select board, and I would like it coming through an email, I have the documentation just to throw in a file.
Yep.
John has the
Yep.
documentation for reporting. They're the one, he's liable and you're liable if something, if compliance isn't done on the reporting and they kick back and say, oh, we're taking that money away. But that's one thing. But then there's the public record requirement, and I don't have anything in front of me.
So do we have to develop a policy, Elaine?
Yes, that's what I'm asking if John and
Yeah,
I can
grant
start.
management policy.
Yeah, there's templates and we can just make it simple, but I just think the select
Yeah,
board
we're best. Okay, why
should.
don't you go? I was gonna show you something. I'm good. I'm gonna show you something in a minute.
So
How the grants you get?
can we
I send
put,
it through. All you
he
got.
sends everything through
Does,
me.
and it comes to it's all got the town of Westmore on it, right?
And
Yeah, it's all
John,
through you
yeah,
guys.
and John brings it and we have you
Okay.
sign it and
Those grants, yeah.
You need a motion on that, and you're
well, just to pursue, we just want to open the conversation.
No, I think it's a good idea.
We'll bring something to show you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah,
you develop a
keep it
policy,
really
right, for
simple. Because
grant
we want
management and record keeping.
Yeah, we want it. It's
That'll
wonderful.
be for another
Yeah, we
meeting.
want the
Yeah,
money,
it's
but we
wonderful.
want to know
Right.
that. And what needs to be done the right way. So we're
Right.
all set on that, John.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so now we're down to local citizens and business questions and discussion. I got used to that. Anybody out there that wants to discuss something?
I just want to show you guys
No,
a second
if they
about
were.
Tower Lane. So you remember how? So this is up to Tower Lane. This is the state
Oh,
has the
this is
road
for
going
next
this way.
meeting, but who's
But with
selling?
all the new stuff being done through Alan Cole and all that research, I was
In 2
told that the
hours
road
tomorrow.
goes this
Thanks,
way.
Bob. Good
Um,
night.
Night,
if
John.
we can't get them to change the road this way, we're going to have to drop this to here as a trail. Because to redo this to make it green, to get it into the green for the state, it's going to be like a $100,000 bridge because of the washout there.
I don't know, I've seen that bridge.
Yeah, the old right by, yeah, you
Oh,
go
it's
down.
rocky as heck there.
No, there's no bridge. Yeah, it's just rock now.
Yeah, it's just, I know, but I've
Yeah.
been there. There's no bridge, but.
Yeah. But in order to get, if the road really went this way, we'd have to put a new bridge in unless you dropped it to trail. But with the paperwork from Alan Cole selling the land or something, I talked to Peter about it. He said the actual road goes this way. So on next meeting, I'd like to put it on to like call the guy from the state to get the road where it should be, just to change the map. So
See,
it's
that goes
better.
across here. Just about here for that walk. You
Yeah, right there. Yeah.
know.
So
So
a lot of
that
the.
goes over to some field area on this area here. This
Yeah.
is like an old, yeah, here, kind of like some
Yeah.
line right there.
So I don't even know why that section of it's even green. It should be
Well,
purple.
because basically that went to that front. That was a farm.
Yeah.
You know,
Yeah.
that gets back to the old road systems.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I logged up there and we put in the Woods Bridge,
Yeah.
Randy Perkins and I.
Why does it
That
need to
used to
be
be a
changed?
trail to go up to,
Because
when
like
you walked up Ball Mountain,
we're gonna have
that
like all
bridge
these
that
segments
I
compliable.
walked across
No,
to
and
already
unless
get
we
up
put a bridge in
to
there,
say,
this segment will never be.
you mean you can't go from one segment to the other
The
without a
trail.
bridge?
Well, in order to get this
So what's he?
segment green, which we need for the permit,
You mean this one up here?
this one here, yeah, all these,
Yeah.
this should actually be purple too. Why it's not, I don't know. The water comes to the creek next year right there.
Yeah, pull these wires. I got to plug this in where it's going. Thank you. It's okay. That's just.
I did the other range to show that this is actually through power lane and not this way.
Oh.
This goes up to the tower.
This goes up to the power, yes.
No. No.
But there were true on the power lane goes this way. There's what they found out.
So
So
what?
like I said, if they don't change it this way, we're gonna have to drop that to trail because they don't have to get out and want to spend the money and fix that bridge. That's also the
Yeah, basically, ORVs and where's the
Stone.
yeah, the fireman rides up about stone.
It's all stone right there.
Yeah, I mean,
Here's
it's
the
what is it worth putting
footprint in the trail.
Yeah, I mean, it's not even 5-3 there. It's, I mean, it's 5-4.
Plus four.
Yeah,
so no, 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 it has to be passable unless it's a trail. No.
You'd have to eliminate this segment and allow for this road to connect,
Well, it just
right?
depends on what they found.
That trail.
Either we make it, it'd be up to here, would be class four, and it doesn't go this way.
And if this segment would be, oops, sorry.
This would be gone.
Yeah, that, okay.
Yeah. Or if it is truly going that way, then you're better off to make it trail than to spend the money to make it up, because this has to be green by, I forget what date it was, but just like everything else, it's pretty well green in our, all of our segments. But
Wasn't Alan Cole gonna do some? Was he gonna do something up there, or was that?
yeah, so he's selling it to the state, so that's why when supposedly, and like I said, Peter's fault, but I haven't.
That's why all this came up, right?
Well, no, because I got to get these segments green, and this should actually, so this should go green. But for our permits, through the MRGP permit, all the segments have to be green. I can't get that green if we went to the bridge in. But Peter said that when they Alan Cole did all the surveying, the road actually goes this way.
Yeah.
So we went
I
back.
never agreed with that at that point. I
No,
said,
this comes over in around
yeah,
that.
that's the
Yeah,
way it
which
was
are if
from the
it
time
looks
left
like
like
that.
15 years old.
Yeah.
That's how
Yeah.
you, this road wasn't even there till
So would it be better
till
off
Alan
just to,
built
when it comes through Alan's old gate, which is right here at the Y? Remember,
it. Yeah.
he has like there's a culvert here, and there's like two, I want to say posts where he had must be a gate. You guys might need to take it down sometime. Would it be worth just saying cutting this section to trail, and then we don't have to worry about it at all? Because if not, we've got to fix this through our permit.
Yeah, I would say legal trail has just as much good for us as the class
There's
four.
nothing that's ever going to go there. But like I said, to the permit standards, we've got to fix it or drop it to trail, and we don't have to fix it. But as a class four, it's got to be passable by a vehicle.
Well, would you, as you say, just eliminate that section? Is
Just
that what
make it
you're
a trail
asking?
will be the.
Making it a trail would
Now,
be.
reclassify, do you, to reclassify from class four to
So
legal trail.
it's
I don't
a
know how it
class four
works.
road now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like I said, it would just be this section so that way you guys don't have to
Yeah.
spend thousands of dollars to
Just
upgrade it.
reclassify it then, right?
That's, that would be my guess,
Okay.
unless, you know, if you're saying Pete says
It goes up this
that
way.
is,
That's the
that's the
old road.
legal trail
That's the
Now.
legal road, I guess, supposedly. I don't know. That's what Peter said with the new, whatever Alan Cole had going on with whatever he's doing. It's
Comes off an old
going
farm building in that time up in here somewhere.
up there, yeah. But supposedly with the new one, it shows this way. Whether it does or don't, I don't know. I haven't researched it, I don't know. But I'm just saying, if it's this way, you should drop it to trail just to save you guys a lot of money. Or just drop it to trail and we don't have to worry about whether it goes up or down. That's up to you guys too. Then it's a zero fight on which way it goes.
Yeah, it doesn't make us any money with the state being class four anyway.
Who found Alan Cole? Is that his role? This section?
Well, that goes up to his, whatever land he's like selling or whatever he's doing that
Yeah,
has
sell
nobody
it
up
to
there.
the state.
Yeah,
We
I
don't
so.
sell for the
So
cloud.
no, we can do whatever, but in order for us to do it, take this and go this way with it, this is probably laid out in somewhere in there. There's a whole bunch of records, and this has been laid out. So there should be a description on it somewhere. And Peter ran into that one.
When he was doing his trail investigation, wasn't it?
Over in North.
Oh.
Yeah, it was a North Road
Yeah.
one.
But I had to get the records from the guy from some
Gore.
yeah, one of the gores.
Yeah.
That's where the records for that stuff, for that road from Phyllis Parrott,
Yeah.
the one that came across
Yeah.
there,
Yeah.
the records for that were stuck over, and it was some engineer that
Well, that was
at the
fortunate.
barrel spent $10,000
Paul Hannon.
and that guy came in like 2 hours said
Oh,
so
that's
that's
a good old
great.
archaeologist.
But
Yeah.
instead of fighting
Survey.
whether it was further
Survey,
up
but
or
it was a
left,
really no
would it
knew
just be better
about
off going to trail?
everything.
But he's
I
not
can
going
take
to take
something.
the easiest way. Just drop
You
it to
know,
the
you would
trail.
match
That would
those.
save
He
everybody a
did.
lot of headache.
Yeah. Get a
Headache.
measurement.
Well, I hope
Well,
he's happy, but
it would be
that's too bad.
yeah, you got a can of worms that Damn.
It does. Yeah. So it's 3. It's about 600 feet, 630 feet.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's definitely a can of worms. But it's a can of worms. Unfortunately, we've got to fix one way or another.
Yeah.
Because the rest of my mouth is pretty well green, and I'm pretty well done most all my segments through the year, except for stuff that I
Did you
can't.
do anything on the west side?
Four.
Over that way?
That's
Yeah, I'll
it.
save myself over
Everything done.
there. Yeah, I was something.
You want to tell you something else? I can tell you how they've got it passed. I don't know, but we can look at it. Give me a few seconds. I don't. I'm pretty sure it's green. I don't know how. Let's see. I gotta figure out where I am.
Probably leave a trail. I don't know how they ever downsized it.
So we're done the
We're done the
boat
meeting.
breeders.
We've done the boat breeders.
Not
We
I
gotta
think
get
they
out
were
of here.
done sometime. It's
You
in
can find
November.
that some other time, I'll tell you.
The boat
Yeah.
breeders.
Oh, the only thing we said is done
Oh, you
walking.
mean done working?
Yeah, for the
Oh, are you
season.
doing that? I'll look it up. For some
No,
reason, it's just
they
not
said
loading.
they closed.
Yeah.
They followed the same thing as the
It'll load.
beach. Closed from the park, from
Bob, Labor Day.
Labor Day to, yeah.
When do you need
The
another
boat
spot?
breeders.
I think that's their
Can you
last
decide
one.
about Oh, yeah.
Which
Jump on the
Carmen
side
Beth
and ready then.
should be open because
Oh.
people are still wanting to.
Well, our weather's been
Yeah,
good up here.
right.
Something.
No,
True. Yeah. Yeah.
So Austin staying with us.
Seven.
Hey. Yeah, so I heard that
Oh, here we go.
he told him so.
So that's where we're going. But here's where I oriented, and then this. So this isn't even part of the segment. Why? I don't know how this is green. There's no way that's green.
No.
Unless it's like you said, it's a legal trail. Because
Yeah, they
from
can't go from town to town on the legal trail.
not county to
It's
county.
mountain.
Yep.
County to
Yeah.
county.
Wait a minute. Perhaps this is more. This is the town of Westmore, and this is something that
Where's the
I
map?
think we went over one
With
time. I don't know who was with me.
the around
You
this
said
side
it
over
was
here.
here and it was downgraded. We went over
It's
and
right
put that
here.
strip, and
And
there
ever
was
since
not there.
then,
They have
so
their
there's
shit
your
right
road.
straight here.
Yeah, it was.
Then we
Yeah,
went
I
down.
wouldn't. But
Yeah.
that's really about the
Pretty
road.
bad. Yeah.
Oh, that
Kind of
looks.
doing nothing to
So we're pretty well all
it
green on that side.
then. If it's Class 3, they shouldn't be getting money from the state from it or anything.
I don't know. It's awful in a sense
Yeah, the
because
mountain bike was bought by the state.
oh,
What was it? The
Yeah,
last
it was
person that
private.
worked
It
on
was just
that
last year.
was
Oh,
one
I
of the
know.
staff persons
Yeah.
that came in there
That's
and
cool, though. It's all
there was a
conserved.
person wearing that
Yeah.
was closed to the about the dogs and
Land.
ditch works and pulled this over and
This
none of
is
that.
Dan.
So is this
This
line?
yeah.
That's the town of Westmore's line.
Oh, that's the boundary?
Hey, yes. That's how your
Oh,
boundaries go.
yeah.
And then that's Barton. So you said it's Barton.
Yeah.
Barton.
Oh, okay.
So like when I pretty much dictate all my work throughout the summer, it's
Yeah.
all these green lines.
Yeah.
When they're different color when they're like failing,
Yeah.
is where I work in that segment. So we're all pretty well green. So we're like very far ahead of the curve. In the small sections like this, I can't do anything there to change that because that just needs a culvert upgrade. So I can't. There's no work for me to do. So
Where's the part where you said needed a break?
well, that's over here, this long pond of the road. Come back over this way.
All the red indicate work needs to be done, or is it
Yep,
culverts?
no, work needs to be done. A lot of these have already updated. That's going to be tower lane. There's tower lane. So this is clear. Here we can get a culvert.
Oh, yeah,
Kind of
that.
actually through the Ball Hill on Brook. It's that right there. So actually, this segment and that segment changed. So if you click on the segment, so depending on how long the segment is, what segment is, so this ramp 28 feet long.
Did you give them some pretty yourself or put it together yourself?
No, it's just through the state.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, I just update all the
Okay.
as we work on it, get
Thank
them
you.
worded and I update
Neat, yeah.
them. Yeah. But that's where it tells me where to work and pretty much what to do for our summer.
No, we don't do that.
All right, well, correspondence, I'll just do really quickly. There's a letter from Vermont Emergency Management, just saying that they're not sub-granting because probably their funds are being cut. So, Public Utility Commission, Barton, a notice of public hearing because of the proposed Barton Electric rate increase. What else do I have? Oh, and Diane Leader had sent that email I forwarded to you guys about the zebra mussels and the
And the pond radio. Okay. Good. Thank you.
And the minutes, Donna.
I'll let me
Donna? All right.
Donna de
Oh, yeah.
Luca sent an email. And what'd she say? Saying on the last minute that how we titled the PUC correspondence was wrong.
You said, Elaine, that you do not do anything with PUC. You only
I do not.
do MSK.
I
That's
that's
what
the
she said.
and
That's what
as you
she
see
said.
here, they put Clerk Westmore online here. I did not ask for it. And then I give it to you. It's correspondence. So PUC sent it to clerk
Westmoreland.
for whatever reason.
You know, we, I think it's in that whole, I don't want to say case number, but you know,
I think it's
where the
because the
town
select
clerk.
board had written that letter, maybe that they thought they would notify us.
But I thought she said that you were.
Oh,
Sorry.
I was. I
Anyway,
removed my name and I
oh,
did
but you
not.
did one time you were, but then you removed it.
Call
Anyway,
her.
what does she want?
Donna.
Who would like it? I'll ask her. She wants the title to read something else. And
she did say something important in it. Well, sort of news. Did you read it? But
I
the
did read
options are
the
available.
options are available,
Right.
That was
that's
not
what
in
we
my email. I mean, I kind of copied, but I can ask her what she would like it titled at.
Well, she basically wanted it, saying that the fight isn't done if we want to
This
appeal
is
it.
what
Right.
we received. We received legal documents with a title. It's a that's what we titled the correspondence.
But I think it was your email, what your email was entitled, that she said you
No, I
only,
think it was the minute
yeah,
from the
it's the
meeting that
minutes,
it
right,
was
you sent
like
to her, right.
all the
So we
I
titled
got
it
me down.
Final Order and Certificate of Public
You don't want to go
What
back
if
without
you
me.
want
But
it? That's
that's
the
you
CBG,
got
the
the
CBG for Certificate of Public Work. That's the CBG. Yeah,
so
that's
you
what
should not
I'm
want it to
saying.
say that.
I
Power
think
lane, how
she's
many you talk about?
just, you know, I'm calling you
Here.
on this. I
Here.
understand that. That's
Yeah.
why
I'm
I
calling you on
asked
this
her.
point that, you
Or
know, you said before you wouldn't
I can
handle
answer that.
yes, you wouldn't
Yeah.
handle, you know, the CBG is
Minutes.
PUC stuff. MSK is.
I get all that, but I didn't
So
ask her. They sent it to me. It's
like
correspondence. I
saying
sent
it's a
it to the
short
select
one.
board. It's as
You know,
simple as that. But what does she want it titled?
as this one is just too
What, your
much.
email?
Wasn't
No, the correspondence on the minutes.
Oh, on the minutes. That's what.
That's what.
Yeah,
She's saying that.
Yeah, and I understand it because we talked about
You
it
see what
8 years ago.
info
I just know it's
and
going
PUC final order final letter
to
issued
take
to ITW Tower.
But
It seems to be okay.
I think maybe we should have said proposed.
Yeah, I wasn't ignoring you.
I know we talked about it, but I just want to get like so everybody knows.
Yeah,
Got the same
I mean,
email.
it's pretty. I ended up seeing that little joint
No,
house from
this was a final order.
so I
From
was
the
on it.
PUC, it was a final order.
So
That's
what is
it.
she saying was wrong? She had it titled wrong. Okay, and this is what it was. We're looking at what you titled it, right? Yep. Okay. Final order. Yeah. Maybe that it should say
There was
proposed.
something on some
But if you look at the
someone
email from
complaining
the
about their
PUC, it says
taxes there
final
too.
order. It does say
Someone
limited size and
people
scope. Should
ended
I
up in
add
the
that? Final order.
beyond
This email was
the
before. And this says
there was
it
a
was
tax appeal
done.
there.
The
We had to,
certificate
and
of
we had to
public good,
go
that's
up
the
and
final action taken in this
look
case.
at
You have to take that
Atlanta.
from.
Huh?
Yeah.
There's
I
a
don't
lot of winds up
agree
here.
with it,
Yeah, that's
but then
good.
should I ask them what to do about it?
And then when you're looking at houses,
You know what I mean?
I mean,
And
you
then
can
we'll
compare
correct it
this
in
house and
compare
this house,
this time.
but a peaceful land.
So we're not signing the minutes then, if you want it to be corrected, right?
I don't know. Trees.
You can see right here is clerk at Westmont. I didn't put that in there.
I saw a funny video on the other day.
It's already there anyway.
Because I'm gonna have to get
this. You did say you were reading it. I took the lame passion out of it. I did not take our clerk out of it. I took my lame.
Maybe it still said clerk.
Somehow.
Okay. But I had not been getting emails immediately. We got what they're like.
Yeah.
They want tax money on the town.
So maybe it's because it's the town and you're the select board who had sent them that.
Right. So what is she going to do? She's going to tax this one in a minute.
He says,
I don't think you can argue with her.
It's all that title. That's all that is.
I don't think you argue with her that
I'm not wrong. That's why I'm just asking what she did every time.
Because it is, as it says in the minutes here, that was the final
order. That
was.
People do it, or
that's
a that even if you weren't
satisfied
to do it. How does that work?
That was the one before.
Civil authority.
Just proposed. You know, remember there was like a week or so between those two.
Okay, so I don't know
what that was. That's what we were at meeting.
But I might.
You know, maybe if you had the breath left and you could deal with it.
Why don't you table it?
10 minutes to leave.
And I'll find out what, and I'll bring it back next week.
Okay.
Oh, it's going to be the
stuff that I don't. I know that.
Just want to see if she left though.
Yeah.
Oh, the other thing I wanted to bring up. Porta potties. Awesome. How long do you guys want the porta potties out for?
And Dana mentioned that to me, and I said,
didn't usually pick them up. We talked about the beach.
Yeah, normally we picked up almost by now. The problem is, it's 80 degrees, and
the beach is full. Plus full.
Well, the other thing I mentioned to Dan is there's some other towns that are actually, they'll keep one year round.
There is one at the fishing access.
No, they pulled out right off.
They didn't take that one out too.
Yeah, that's and, like, you know, right we had a lot of FedEx, UPS drivers, and everything else, and they're either going to.
It was always open. Oh, well, yeah, they were too full.
Yep, I want to go. You all set to entertain a motion on this?
So, yes,
minutes or what?
I just have only got minutes.
The minutes, like, Don,
I can't do anything.
I would like the table and ask Donna what how she wants it for you, and I'll bring it back next week.
Okay,
we wrote exactly the same of the
bottom.
All winter long when we buy it. Nobody's still going to get there. They're switching and take all their stuff.
Motion to review bills, so sign select orders, and payroll.
I already got enough time to watch the
list. I get it.
Good.
Oh, how are they doing? This is a baseball school.
So should sure, it's hard. Yeah. Makes you think, you're on vacation. What should I do with them?
Fix this shot.
No. Well,
how many are they in?
What, they're back?
They got beat.
Oh, they did? By who?
Or being regular.
Oh, are they?
The angle they're getting beat bad, too.
The Super Bowl, too. Oh, right. Wrong. They just say last couple of weeks. They've been like.
So it's.
But surely
that was going to be.
Yeah. After Wednesday, it'll slow down. Probably pull two more on Wednesday and
after this week.
Yeah, because it's going to cool off. This
Oh, yeah, it is. Yeah.
Ready for motion to adjourn?
Okay. Are you ready?
Yep.
I'll make it good.
Yeah.
All in favor?
Aye.
What time are we meeting tomorrow?
9 a.m. My home.
9 a.m.
We are tomorrow?
You missed out on.
I have, yes, we're not as.
By somebody.
Oh, wait, let me see.
It's tomorrow at 9 o'clock.
And I was good, not feeling that different.
Let me.
For Donna. I want to be on her back.
What's the dog listening?
But you're doing that with Linda.
Linda
and Elaine. Elaine and you. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so.
We did all